Good morning, everyone. Today's the 28th of July, and Mark is ready to read the third chapter of Matthew this morning. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
And Mark is going to be reading off the screen this morning instead of directly from, he's going to be reading from the Bible off the screen. So I'm going to turn it over to him. And remember to speak loudly so everyone can hear. Thank you, Mark. And he's ready for Matthew chapter. Matthew chapter 3.
Those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Isaiah, prepare your way of the Lord, making his pass, Isaiah, straight." And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair, and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locust and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem, and all Judea, and all the regions round about Jordan, were baptized to him in Jordan, confessing their sins. For when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said to them, "O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. The thing not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham for our father, for I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children Abraham. And now also the axe is laid into the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into garner. He will burn up the chaff and put the fire how far?"
Down to the end, down to verse 17.
Then cometh Jesus from, you said verse, okay. 17, okay. Galilee to Jordan and to John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, "I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me?" Jesus answered and said unto him, "Suffer it be so now, for thus it became so to fulfill all righteousness." Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, alighting upon him. So, and lo, a voice from heaven, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Thank you.
Well, Mark, that is the account of John's baptism. So, thank you for reading scripture for us this morning. And there's a number of people that are listening to your daily reading of the scriptures. So have a good day.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you all.